Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is just coming up on 309 here, 54 degrees on this Monday, October 13th. 2025. How's everybody doing? Hopefully you recharge those batteries on the weekend, over the weekend, and you're here. This is just a monumental day in world peace today. I was watching not only the reunification with the hostages and some of their families that are going across the internet and on TV, but the world leaders today that came together to tout this so far now into phase two peace deal in the Middle East. And it's just an outstanding breath of fresh air for that region, for the world. And hopefully it holds. Hopefully it moves forward. But the 20 remaining living hostages were all released. And again, some of them receiving medical treatment, a lot of them reunified with their families, which was, if you watched any of it, was really emotional. And how could it not be? I mean, these people being held for 738 days in what's been described as hell, along with the 20 living hostages, remaining living hostages, four remains of hostages were also recovered and repatriated back to Israel. There are searches. They said they know where they're looking and they know what they're looking for others. And now, obviously, some of the critics of this and family who have not, you know, had the remains recovered are anxious. And of course, they should be and will be. And it's normal. That closing of a chapter, and you'd be... Unless you're in that situation, and in my former career, closure is a big thing, even when you realize and accept and know that your loved one is deceased, if something happened to them. Closure is a very real thing, and a lot of times that is the return of those remains that start the healing process at a more complete level. Now you're still without your loved one, you still feel the loss, you still feel the pain and hurt from how your loved one was taken from you, especially in situations like this. But that return of remains, you'd be amazed of what it does for the human soul, what it does for the inner person and family members that have lived through this. And it's truly humbling to be in a position where you could watch that firsthand, especially in murder investigations, when you went to family members where they've kind of grasp that they've lost their loved one, that they're no longer with them. But when you tell them that you caught the person who did it, that sense of closure is just amazing to watch firsthand. I wish those conversations weren't needed, but In the world we live in, they are very real conversations. But phase two of this process has begun. A lot of the world leaders today said the rebuilding of Gaza, after everything that they've been through to get to this point, the rebuilding is going to be the easy part. So it's going to be interesting to watch that occur, to have front row seats to that, and hopefully show the world that there are better ways to move forward and, you know, have your beliefs, have your religion, have your lives, but in a peaceful manner with your neighbors. And hopefully from the world leaders that I heard today from pretty much everywhere that came to Egypt, it's a very positive atmosphere. I mean, even naysayers of the Trump administration, I mean, even Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, and you know, some of the interviews they've given have given all the credit to this administration to get where we are here, to get to this. And again, they're showing on the TV now the reunification of a mother with her son who's been gone. Again, that's 738 days. I mean, imagine that. Imagine having your loved one, not knowing if they're alive or dead, not knowing if they could be murdered or killed or tortured at any minute, which a lot of them were. But all living hostages in Gaza were released by Hamas today, with all 20 reportedly walking to Red Cross trucks under their own power following this historic ceasefire deal introduced by President Trump. The first seven hostages returned to Israel around 2:30 a.m. Eastern time today after being transported out of Palestinian territory by Red Cross trucks. The remaining 13 hostages were released by Hamas hours later. And again, there's video and footage of these reunifications all over the internet, all over the news, and it's truly something to see here. Emotional.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Scenes as the hostages spoke to family members for the first time in 738 days. In, again, what they're calling is Hamas hell. Twin brothers who were kept apart for 2 years embraced as they were finally reunited. Mothers and fathers sobbed as they saw their son for the first time. In video calls, in-person reunions are taking place and have been taking place all day. The bodies of 28 other hostages are still in Palestinian enclave and are expected to be released over the next several days. And the release of Palestinian prisoners by Israel have already started. I believe it's over almost 2,000. Survivors' two-year nightmare is finally ending following Israel's devastating war with Hamas, which was meant to crush Hamas and free the captives. More than 250 hostages were originally taken during the October 7th terror attacks. The captives endured horrific conditions, according to the survivors who were released as part of previous deals for rescued Israel defenses. Forces. We're going to start hearing more and more about what they actually went through, because the hostages that were priorly released were also threatened that if you fully disclose what went on here, the remaining hostages will be taken out on them. They reported torture, rape, and being starved. All the recent hostages that have been released, the 20 hostages, were all male. There was prior deals where some women and children were released, but a lot of the women were killed. A lot of the men were killed. Again, 250 altogether were taken. One hostage, Ayatar David, was forced to dig his own grave as part of the sick Hamas propaganda video that was released in August, which showed him extremely gaunt. In September of 2024, Hamas executed six hostages with point-blank shots after Israeli troops got too close to their hiding place. So their standing orders were, if they are about to be rescued, kill them. The war, which has devastated Gaza. I mean, if you look at the pictures, huge swaths of the enclave destroyed by strikes. More than 67,000 Palestinians are reported to have been killed, but that's according to the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry. So some people will take that as gospel. Some people will look at it as propaganda. I tend to believe the latter. But the rebuilding is going to be a strong part of this. There were some militias that had a skirmish with Hamas as Hamas moved back into the areas to restart to release the hostages. We're going to talk about a little more of that because now the fight for power, and there will be a peacekeeping force there. What that actually entails is still unknown, but local nations will be the lead in that. And that rebuilding, that's going to be an important part, but this isn't the first time that Gaza has been rebuilt. I mean, Israel did a lot of work to the infrastructure that was just destroyed when Hamas came in. They had greenhouses. They were put on a road to self-sustaining life. And because Hamas didn't want to take anything or didn't want the Palestinian people to take anything from Israelis, they destroyed it all to spite everything else and turned the infrastructure for hydroponic growing into mortar tubes and rockets, man-made rockets, and because that's what Hamas was more interested in. They disenfranchised their own people way more than they gained in any conflict that they had. The fact that we are where we are now, if this continues to go down this path, it is Marco, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said today, in the last 50 years, the greatest peace deal since World War II. And it is. It absolutely has to be. And the world needs to recognize why we're here at this part. A lot of people over decades said this was never possible. The Biden administration wanted to cut arms off to Israel to have them stop and pull back, which just would have continued this cycle of violence, would have let them continue what they're doing. The fact that they were brought literally to their knees, the fact that their area was devastated to the point it was, along with the recent strikes to Iran and the recent show of force with ISIS and the Houthi rebels, all which are in the same boat as far as Iran-sponsored terrorism. Iran-sponsored area conflicts, which only benefits them, the dynamics have changed. So the world leaders signed this peace deal. We're all present there, from the Prime Minister of Italy to the UK to France to all the Middle Eastern nations. It was just something to see. It was just something to see today. And I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, you have to acknowledge that this is a great thing for America. This is a great thing for the world. This is a great thing for the Middle East. And if you like President Trump or not, I mean, this is nonpartisan. This is something that a lot of administrations tried and were unsuccessful at. The fact that this was successful, the fact that we're here, the fact that Hamas has no leveraging power anymore, the hostages are all released. Every living hostage is gone. So if they want to move forward, if they want to rebuild their nation, if they want to move forth as a people, this is their opportunity. And if they grasp that, they could be flourishing. They could be a dynamic entity in that region if they choose peace. If they choose peace. And that's the big question there. Will they choose peace? Will the generational, will the parents, the grandparents, the children, and their children's children choose to live side by side in peace? If they do, their future looks bright. If they do. If they do not let a terrorist organization or government govern them. And again, there's a lot of ifs, but we're on a very good path, and I think everyone has recognized that. And put politics aside for this. This is a great thing for everyone. I know it's hard to put the politics aside, but it is a great thing for everything, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.